ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಸತ್ಪುರುಷ ಸೂಕ್ತಂ means the hymn sung to the universal form of Lord, called God, universal person. That universal person is Purusha. Purusha, the shabda, we have seen both meaning. One is the Purnatvat Purushaha, Purishayanat Purushaha. So at once he is universal and individual, both. And to that Purusha, this hymn is sung. Now we have seen the introduction yesterday. We will start the text today. So let us start the first mantra. Sahasrashirsha Purushaha Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvatau Kritva ಅತ್ಯತಿಷ್ಟದಶಾಂಕುಲಂ. ದಟ್ ಪುರುಷ ಈಸ್ ಸಹಸ್ರಶೀರ್ಷ ಪುರುಷ, ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ಡೆಡ್. ಪುರುಷ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಸಹಸ್ರಶೀರ್ಷ, ಶೀರ್ಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಸಹಸ್ರಶೀರ್ಷ, ಒನ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ದೆನ್ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷ, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಐಸ್. Now, how is that possible? Because if you have one head, at least you should have one pair of eyes. And Sahasrapat also, another contradiction here. So he has got 1,000 leg, 1,000 eyes, 1,000 heads. So that will be at least, you know, one head means two eyes and two legs. You should have at least 2,000 eyes. 2,000 legs, if you say, it is something that is logical. But here, it looks very illogical. But that Sa, God, having pervaded the world, Sahasraksha Sahasrapad, Sabhumim Sa Bhumim Vishvato Vrtva. He pervaded the entire Vishwa. That entire creation, not only that, Bhumim, and Bhumi also, this world and earth, from all sides, atyatishta dashankulam, and he stands 10 inches above. So this four lines has given everything. So first three lines, what is Purusha is the universal form of Purusha is given. That is 1,000 eyes, 1,000 legs, 1,000 heads. You should not take it as literally. Thousands of eyes, thousands of heads, thousands of legs. That is the way it should be taken. If it is literally taken, it will be a very funny creature. So, but that is why in 13th chapter also we are going to see that sarvata panipadam dat sarvatokshijaropakam sarvatashudiman loge sarvamahavrtatishtati. So everywhere, wherever you see, whatever that is seen by us in the form of head or eyes or legs, all of them are Bhagavan himself. So far what we have thought about ourself and our enemy or our friend, whoever he is, even animals, all of them, or plants, whatever we thought is totally different. Now you see, Bhagavan himself is everything. Now this is what our rishis have already thought about it. They talked about environmental, what is go green, all these things. Nowadays we become very conscious. But our rishis have already declared it is Bhagavan himself is this whole creation. And in that respect, if you look at it, there is nothing unholy and everything is sacred. See, the dirt is only when it is outside of you, isn't it? Whatever that is outside of you, you go to Bombay and all that, you know, suddenly you feel dirty. Especially if people go from here, the whole place is dirty, isn't it? But people who are living there, there is nothing. That's very normal. So the dirt is only as long as it is outside. If the dirt is within you, then it becomes strength, isn't it? So this entire creation, it is within the Lord. So where is the question of something that is to be avoided, something to be accepted? Something is dirty, something is holy. This distinction is not possible because everything is within him. So that is the point we have to understand. So if you read the translation, so that is why generally people say, we don't need any guru, we can take the book and from library there are translation available, we can read and understand the translation. Suppose you read the translation of this Purusha Sukta, first mantra itself, what will be our understanding? Then we will be ashamed of talking about our God. The God has got 1,000 head, 1,000 eyes, and the 1,000 legs, etc. That is why most of the foreigners, they come and then read our books, especially our Upanishad and these Vedic mantras, they get totally confused. And that is why somebody has written also, it is an infantile prattle of the early man or something like that. They have made a statement. So the 1,000 doesn't mean exactly 1,000. Thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, thousands of legs. So even though it is said this earth, it stands for the entire creation. So sabhumim vishyato vritva. So even though the earth was mentioned, Bhagavan pervades the earth, but here earth represents the entire creation. Now what do we mean by that 1,000 eyes? We have our own heads, eyes, legs, hands, etc. Every organ has got two things. One is the structure and the other is its function. So the structure is one thing. If a dead body also has got the structure, but then it doesn't function. So that functional aspect of the every sense that we have, the head or eyes or legs or hands or whatever that we have in us, that functional aspect of that particular anga or the avayava is the Bhagavan. So we are able to become now. What is that because of which the hands are skillful? The hands are there, but if it is not functional, then we will not be skillful. It is said that the design of our hand itself is so amazing. There's a lot of study going on now. You see, the animals and the human being hands, the very way the thumb is structured, because of this particular design, we are able to be, we become skillful in all artisan, all those skillful activities. All everything is possible because of this particular design of our hand. Because animals, the fingers are together, it is not separated. After the fingers are separated, it has become very skillful. So that ability to be become skillful, that is also Bhagavan's grace. So it is not our creation. We found that ability in us. And when we found something in us, we don't know the value. That is why the scripture has to come and remind us, hey, what you are using everyday basis, what you have taken it for granted, and that is nothing but Bhagavat Kripa. It is Bhagavan's grace. So that factor is called, that functional aspect in all of us is called life, life principle. So that because of which this living being is called a living entity, not only human being, but all animals, plants, insects, all of them, including mosquito. So that mosquito's life is also very important. So this reminds me, in Chandogya Upanishad, there is a very beautiful question asked, why heaven is not crowded? It's a question. The population is not, in the world, earth, the population explosion is there all the time. But a question is asked, why heaven is not crowded? It's a very interesting question. So the teacher answers, see, in the 8th chapter we have in Gita, there are Surya Marga and Chandra Marga, the southern path and the northern path. So those people who are the sadhakas, so ritualistic, and upasakas. So ritualism alone is not going to take you to higher world unless it is supported with upasana. That is why even in Vishnu Sahasranama, when Vishnu Sahasranama is only Vishnu Mishramaskaro Ityadi, but they have added upasana. So dhyanam Ityadi. So if you meditate upon it, and the Ishta Devata, Bhagavan Vishnu, and when they, then afterward you chant. Chanting Vishuddhama is a karma, so it's a kriya. So if it, since it's a karma, it has got its own result. But if it is accompanied with upasana, it is trivartaram bhavati. The result become much more, it is said. So people who are ritualistic and upasakas, they go to brahmaloka, krama mukti. And people who are only ritualistic and the social service, vapi, kupatatagadi, ityadi, they offer the orphanage, etc., or satram. So this kind of social work they do, as a result of it, they go to heaven. Now there are a third category. What? Either do ritual or upasana or the social seva. Such people, they don't believe in God. They live a materialistic life, having a good time all the time, partying all the time. Such people, when they die, I am not joking, Upanishad says that they become mosquitoes or moth. See, short-lived. Their life is very short and lived. And or they go to lower yonis, animals, etc. They become, therefore, heaven never gets crowded. Because that is the answer given there. So this animal, plants, insect, not only human being, all of them, nothing but Bhagavan himself. So that hand belongs to him, to whom? That head belongs to whom? That consciousness which functions in all human beings and animal is this Lord. So wherever you see the moving hand, head, legs, understand that the Lord is present there. So this vision has to change, because we get lost in the name and form. So, but we forget the substance. See, the substance, like pot, the name and form we get fascinated, but what is the substance because of which that pot is existing is the clay. So our vision has to change from the name and form to the substance. Once that vision has shifted, then what do you see only Bhagavan, nothing else. So this is called Jivan Mukti Avastha, the change of vision, change of the whole outlook. This correction in our outlook, correction in our vision is called Jivan Mukti Avastha. Now, the wielder of the total body is the Lord. If I identify with the Lord, what happens? So the entire creation becomes my own extension. So the whole creation, I become one with the total. So therefore what happens? I am part of the total and I am one with the total. And in fact, without me, the Lord is not complete. So I am not an isolated little individual sitting somewhere as an island, but I am part of the entire infinite Lord. So this appreciation comes to us. Once you become part of the total, then what will be our attitude towards life? Totally different, because if you are part of it, because there is a connection established with the total, then what happened? We have love only. Only love for other person. We will not have hatredness, because the whole world is like one body, one physical body. Now, your own body, what is your attitude towards your toe? And what is your attitude towards your hair? You see, we are, myself is everything. There is no question of one part of my body, there are some hair growing. I have nothing to do with it. No, somebody touches that, you see. You are touched. And in fact, we take so much of care for our hair. Some people are, so much money is spent and the whole economy is running on that. This hair growth. So, and another thing, think about it. So to imagine this. Now in our own physical body, how many different kinds of bacterias and these worms, etc., are born out of this own body. It is born and it is sustained. And that, for that unicellular organism, this body is Sahasrashisha Purushaha, isn't it? Sahasrahatras Sahasrabhat, Sabhuvim Vishudho Vrutva, Atyatishtad Dashangulam. If you ask, you address that unicellular organism growing in your stomach, you ask, this body is Virad Purusha for that particular unicellular organism. And all of them are born of you, because all their heads, all their eyes, if they have an eyes, all their eyes, all their, what you call, legs, heads, everything is belonging to you, isn't it? It is you, yourself. So we can imagine that way. So we are all constitute the total body of this Lord. And structure and function, this is what. Structure is one thing, but the functional aspect is much important. So that structure also created by the Lord only. It is not because, now that reminds me, in Panchadashi there is a beautiful discussion on this. What is that? They say, the question is asked, if my nature is Satchidananda, Paramatma, Supreme Reality whose nature is Satchit Ananda. If my nature is Satchit Ananda, then how come I am miserable? This is the question asked. Now the answer is given very beautifully by Vidyaranya Swami. He says, this Paramatma, who is all-pervasive, subtler than the subtlest, it cannot be seen by our eyes. Sat means pure existence, Chit means awareness, consciousness, Ananda means bliss. Now these three aspects of Paramatma need a place where to manifest, a media to manifest. Like yesterday I was telling, sunlight need something to reflect, only then you can see it visible. The same way, Paramatma is everywhere, but it is not visible, seen by us. See, in order to experience that Paramatma, there is a reflecting media. That reflecting media is called mind. Now this mind has got three problems. One is, it is subject to moods. Sattvic mood, rajasic mood, tamasic mood. So when the mind is predominantly influenced by rajas and tamas, then the Vidyaranya Swami says that only two aspects of Paramatma is manifest. What are they? Sat and Chit. That is all. Sat means existence, Chit. So rajas and tamas, what is the lakshana of it? Rajas means agitation, dullness, indolence, inertia, lethargy, stubbornness. These are all tamas. And rajas is ambition, anxiety, desire, and agitation. These are all the lakshana of rajas. Now, all these things exist in us, isn't it? So existence is there. And you are aware of it also. Hey, my mind is agitated. I am today feeling lazy. Let me take it easy. These are all things that known to you. So the existence and awareness, both are there. But one aspect is not there. What? Bliss is not there. Even though it is present, but it is not visible. It is not clear. It is not revealed. So only when your mind becomes sattva, pure sattva, then only that bliss aspect is revealed. So in order to become happy, what is to be done? Make yourself sattvic. So then Bhagavan reveals his whole sattva, sat-chit, ananda, all the three is revealed. So this is the point. So this function aspect, why? I was telling you, because the function aspect, because even though structure is there, but function, why every individual, the function is not the same. So there are different functions, because some people always happy, some people are, whatever you do, they are not happy. Why? Because of the reflecting media problem. So there we have to correct. It is something like the filament. The filament is got, suppose 20 watt, then what is the point? There is no light, no, change the bulb, filament, that is all. Increase the voltage, only then it will work. So, having pervaded this world, he stands above. Otherwise, we think that the Bhagavan is only this world. So, this Sahasra Shirshaha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrabhat, Sabhumim Vishyato Vritva. So he thinks that the entire creation is Bhagavan. When we say, we think that, we start thinking, we form a concept in our mind. Any statement we make, we form a concept. What is that? The Lord is what? We start imagining the whole creation in whatever form you can imagine. So even the entire globe, so it is Brahmanda. So the whole Brahmanda with all the galaxies and the stars and the moon and the sun, we together we start imagining this is Bhagavan. But no. Atyatishtat dashangulam. He stands above the creation, 10 inches above. No, that is ati, beyond. Tishtat remains. Beyond this world, he remains. Now, wherever there is an upadhi, it is easy to recognize the presence of Lord. Because there is life, there is an expression of life, there is an interaction possible. Now, you are all sitting there, all of you are alive, therefore, every one of you, Bhagavan is present. Now, there are certain upadhi when it is not there, to imagine his presence is very difficult. Now, here it is said, beyond the creation, he stands 10 inches above. Now, that particular concept, to get it is very difficult. Why? Because our mind is capable of thinking only within time and space. Now, you are beyond creation means what? There's no space. No space, no time. The time and space doesn't exist there. And then you have to imagine Bhagavan is present there. Now, how do you think? See our limitation. You cannot think without space. So immediately you made a concept in our mind. Creation means you have made a concept in your mind as a globe. It is like a Brahmanda. It is said, somebody scientists have discovered also, they say that 100,000 billion light years is the distance from one point to another point. So they've come to some number now. Before they didn't have a number, now they come to some number. Think about it. So that, now imagine that. So that is this creation. Now you say, beyond that. Now beyond that, how do you imagine? Again, you have to think about what? Time and space only. Then again, you think there is a space existing beyond that. And in that space, Bhagavan is, remaining there. Maybe much more than this. No, this imagination goes. Again, it depends upon time or space. So this is our limitation. So, that different interpretations are there. It is very difficult for us to appreciate that beyond aspect. Without the help of mind. That's why generally we say transcend the mind. Only then you can appreciate it. But the transcending the mind also, we wonder how. Because when you transcend the mind, what is there for us to know? Because the equipment with which we have to know is mind. And that mind also, if you transcend, how do we know? This is another problem. So, don't worry about it. Bhagavan is always there, sitting there, okay, waiting for you to come to him, transcending your own mind. Then he will reveal himself to you. So, another interpretations about Atyatishtat Dashankulam. He pervades the whole world, but where does he live? He is about in 10 inches. Means, it is, somebody said, our heart is 10 inches. So he resides in your heart, it is said. So that is one meaning. So what happened? The first three lines. So Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrabhat, Sabhumim Vishyato Vrtva. These three lines means the universality. The entire creation is pervaded by the Lord. Then Atyatishtat Dashankulam means the Lord is residing. That very same Lord is residing in you also. So this individual we should not forget. So the one who resides in your own heart, he pervades the whole world. don't think that the Lord is this world only, but is beyond also, untouched by this creation, transcendental and immanent. Now, a doubt may come. You said, the Lord pervades this creation. When you say pervade the creation, means what? Is there two things? What? World and the Lord, number one. Suppose you say the floor is covered by carpet. So that means what? The floor pervades, the carpet pervades the floor, isn't it? Now in this what happened? The floor is one thing, carpet is another. So like that, the world is one thing and the Lord is covering it. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kinja jagatyam jagat. So ishavasyam. So the entire creation is covered, clothed by the Lord. Means what? World is separate and Bhagavan is separate. Is it so? That question comes. So, but then the problem is here, the floor is hidden. When it is covered, the floor is hidden by the carpet. But world is not like that, it is not hidden. So therefore, we cannot use that example. The world is not hidden from our vision, it is clear to us. So it cannot be that way. So in order to answer that particular question, so the sangati for connection between the two mantras is this. So the second mantra, let us see. Purusha evetakam sarvam yat bhutam yaccha bhavyam utamratatvasyeshanaha yatannena tirohati. Now, purusha eva idam sarvam. Purusha alone is all these. Idam, shabda means whatever that is known to you as this. So the this idam shabda is very small, but the meaning, it is much more. So this implication of this idam shabda is much vast. Why? Because idam, this world means beyond us. So everybody, when you say this world is, we are always separate. And other than me, everything else. So beyond. But no, this idam shabda includes your body also. So we bought this body also, this body we say. Then not only body, but our emotions also, this emotion. And our ideas, ideologies, this thought. So, body, mind, intellect, even our memories and ego, up to this ego is all idam jagat. That's why in our Gurudev's have a chart, BMI chart, there is a O. And down that V, BMI, PFT, OET. So from V onwards down, all of them are idam jagat. So what is left over is Omkara. So this Purusha eva idam sarvam. Whatever is known to you as this is pervaded by the Lord. Now, not only that, yat bhutam yaccha bhavyam. Present time, not only present time, yat bhutam, that was there, past, yaccha bhavyam, what will be there in the future. Utaha, and also, he is the master of amrutatvasya ishanaha, the Lord of immortality. And also, that which grows by anna. Utamrutatvasyeshanah yatannenatirohati. So this is very interesting. Vedic mantras, from where to where they go. Suddenly said, he is the lord of immortality, the lord of what? Ish anna, which grows by anna, food. Means what? The lord of immortality and also mortality also. Because that which grows by food is all mortals, isn't it? The gods in the heaven, their food habits are different. They are not like our type of food. They say, especially pitrus and all that, the steam that is coming out of the food, that is what they take. So that is why when you are cooking food for offering to Bhagwan, you say you should not smell it, because then always the smell is the one that they take, and you already smelled it, then it will be uchishtam. You should not. So you cover your mouth and then prepare your food. So he is the lord of the immortality, also lord of the food. That which born from food become food. So anna means that which is born of food, sustained by food, and finally it become food also for others. First you eat the food, but then food start eating you. So all that which you see as mortal, perishing, among the perishing, the Lord is the imperishable. He is the Lord of all mortals, the Lord of all gods, and the phenomenal forces. There are perishable and long-lasting. So immortal here means gods here. Compared to our life, they seems to be living much more. So they are like, the calculation in our Shastra is, our 1 year is equal to 1 day for them. So therefore they live much longer. That's why Shrartham is performed once a year to the departed soul. Because once a year is equivalent to their 1 day. So if you do once a year offering, they get every day, their day. So that is how the calculation. So once the soul departs from this body, the calculation changes. It is not like our chronological time. So mosquito's lifespan is short. Man's life seems to be immortal for mosquito. An example. But for man, 100 years is not enough. Even 100 years a person live, then the doctor declares that now there is no way. If you have any wish, you can, fulfill that last wish. Do you have any wish? And he said, yes. What is that? I want to consult another doctor. So that is because our desire to live will not go. It is, like the president elected one term, second term also, if you are given, then they are looking for why third term is not given. So they were planning to amend that law also. But they did not succeed. But that is the nature. Even Brahmaji's life also, 100 years it is said. Even Brahmaji, you think that it is so many years is living. So this Sahasra Yuga Varyanta Aharyat Brahmanoda, it is said that 4.3 million years is one cycle. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga put together is called 4.3 million years. And like that, multiply by 1,000 is Brahmaji's 1 day, waking hours, 12 hours. So the Brahmaji continue to work. It is like Americans, continue to work, no rest. And then he sleeps also, equal number of years. So 4.3 multiply by 1,000. So 2,000, 4.3 multiply by 2,000 is Brahmaji's 1 day, 24 hours. Like that, 365 days, and 100 years he lives. Think about it. You cannot put zeros. You have to think of something like gigabyte or megabyte or whatever. And even then, Brahmaji is asked, hey, are you ready to quit? No. Even then, he says it is very short life for him. So that is the nature. So Purusha is beyond all mortal and immortal. Now I have a doubt. What is the doubt? Previously you said he pervades everything. Now you say he is everything. How is that possible? He pervades everything, I can understand. But now you say he is everything. Now how is that possible? This is what problem with Vedanta. See, every time they give a different standpoint. Sometimes they say, Bhagavan is in you. Then afterwards they will say, no, you yourself is Bhagavan. And now you are confused. That's why people come first lecture, and then afterwards they don't come also. Why? Because I think the Swami is confused. Let him better decide where exactly what is the nature of God. Now, yeah, think about the example. Here is given vast ocean. In this ocean, there are waves coming and going, rising and setting in the ocean. Now, we can say the ocean pervades the entire waves population. The entire creation of wave population, the ocean pervades. But is it just pervading like a carpet pervades the floor? No. In fact, all the waves are nothing but ocean itself. So this is the meaning of saying that Lord himself is everything. So now he is everything when we say the ocean itself is all the waves. Ocean pervades the waves. It is not that ocean is different from the wave. In fact, without the ocean, the wave cannot exist independently. And it is a notion that the waves are different from the ocean. So, whatever you see in the form of wave is nothing but ocean in different form. Okay. Now, even though the waves are seen on the surface of the ocean, but you think the ocean is that much only? The ocean's depth is much more, and which we cannot even measure. So, but at the same time, looking at the surface of the ocean, we consider that this is ocean. No. Is much more than that. Atyatishtad dashankulam. So pervades always, but ocean is much more than that. Depth of that ocean is immeasurable, imperceivable by us. So if you say Purusha is this world, then I sympathize that Lord. Somebody said, what? If you think Bhagavan is this Lord, so far we thought that he is far, far away. And he is away from all these confusions. Now you say, Bhagavan himself, this world, my sympathies are with him. Why? The world is not in a good condition. Now, that doesn't mean the Bhagavan has become the world. If Bhagavan has become the world, it is something like milk has become curd. Then the curd cannot go back to milk. That is not possible. Bhagavan has, changed himself to become Parinama. He has changed itself to become the law of the world. Then it will be very difficult. Then you can sympathize with him. But it is not so. He appears in the form of this world. But the Lord is not affected by the world. Like the waves are rising and falling. in the ocean, but the ocean is not affected by the rise and fall of the waves. It ever remains in its own glory. It is something like our mind projects a dream. Is it not the whole dream is in our mind? Our Gurudev used to give us a very beautiful example. I will share with you. He was giving lecture in Chicago once, our Gurudev. It was President Reagan's time. And he got a telegram from President Reagan, said, "Swami, can you come and meet me?" And Swamiji said, sent a reply immediately that if you send me ticket, I will come. He got a reply, not the ticket, but the whole aeroplane was there in Chicago airport, and information came that President invited you to White House. And Swamiji went, and there were what he called FBI policemen and all that were there. And he was the only passenger there. And some people thought that this Swami is in trouble because this FBI policemen and all surrounded by these people, Swami is lifted, physically lifted and put in the plane. Then finally the plane landed in Washington DC. And from there, another limousine took him. Swamiji asked, "What about my luggage?" "Don't worry, we'll take care of all that." And limousine took him to the White House. And Swamiji was not that impressed about, though they heard about White House, he said, "I'm not that impressed because such houses are there in India also." Many kind of, why they talk so much about it? And then he got down there, and the policeman there handed over him to another angel. And that angel took him to inner circle. Then he handed over him to another person. Then that person took him to another person. Like that, he was changed from hand to hand about 6 times. And finally, he reached the Oval Office. And in that Oval Office, Swamiji said, "I am impressed because here is a president of the country and the table is without any paper, not even single paper." And he said, "I have a small office, lot of papers are there." And here he was very impressive with no paper. And it is surrounded by chairs and it has got the tubular chair. The tubular chair, you have to be careful sitting. You have to sit inside. Otherwise, if you sit in the tip, it will, you know, tip and fall. So Swamiji was aware of it, so he sat inside fully. And then finally, the president came across the table and extended his hand and squeezed. "Swami, I am very happy that you could make it," and all that, he said. And then the president doesn't have much time. So he had only 2 minutes, 3 minutes. He has to finish this business with him. The Swami, and he said, "I am very happy that you are doing wonderful work, and I have invited you to especially honor your great, wondrous work, and I want to donate from my presidential fund." "$250,000 is enough?" he asked. So Swamiji said, "Oh, not bad. Enough for the time being." So he wrote a check and signed it with his left hand. And he just extended that check. And when such $250,000 check is coming, Swamiji was excited. He jumped. He forgot the chair. Then what happened? He hit his chin on this table and fell down. When he fell down, what did he see? He was in his own bedroom. The whole thing was a dream. Now he remembers, he says, "I touched the check." Now, after getting up from the dream, will he regret? I should have taken the check and then got up. No. So, in that entire dream, what is that? Mind, its own projection. The president, the aircraft, the policeman, the limousine, White House, Oval Office, check, signing, all of them are what? Your own projection. So where? So it is Bhagavan, you yourself is everything, isn't it? It is not that you pervade the dream world. You yourself is every little bit of it in that. That's why generally, you know, people write exam in the dream and they fail also. You yourself set the question paper and you fail. There was a logician, you know, once there was a great logician. And he used to defeat everybody. But one day he dreamt, and in the dream somebody came and defeated him. He was very sad. In the morning he got up, went to his guru and complained, somebody defeated me in my dream. And he said, fool, the defeated person also you. this is exactly is the nature. If this is understood, without dream, I tell you, Vedanta cannot be explained. And if a person who never dreams, impossible to make him understand what is this nature of this world. So we have to lift ourselves to that state of Purusha and look at this world, and then you see how real this world is and the problem of ours also. When you identify with the total, only what comes is love alone. In love there is no suffering, only joy. Even sacrifice is a joy for a person who loves. And whatever you are seeing in this world is only his little glory. Now, whatever that you see, our the third mantra, etavanasya mahimam chayagamscha purushah padosya vishwa bhutani tribadasya mritam divi. This much etavan asya mahima. This much only, this much is the mahima, glory of Bhagavan, Paramatmanaha. Etavan asya, of this Paramatmanaha, mahima, glory. Ato jayagamcha purushaha. Much more than this is his glory. So, in Brahma Sutra also, there is one Sutra Shastra Yonitvad. So, that it is said that the entire Vedas have come from him, the Lord. So, Shastra Yoni, Yoni means the cause, the source of Shastra is Bhagavan. Since he is the source, like it is said, anayasena, like ashwasa nishwasavata, like your breath, how breathing it is effortless. The same way, the entire Shastra has come from him effortlessly. Now, since the Shastra, like Yajurveda, Rigveda, etc., it is voluminous. And not only Shastra, it has got Anga, Veda Angas also there. And then 64 Kalas are there. So, the knowledge contained in our Vedas is something that is mind-boggling. And the topic that is discussed in Veda is also something that a human mind cannot think. And such a vast knowledge has come from the Lord. So, suppose a person write a book, whatever that he has produced is, compared to his knowledge, is much less. So, the Vedas itself contain so much of knowledge. And what to think about his knowledge? He is omniscient, naturally. So here it is. He don't think that this world is his expression and that alone is his glory. His glory is much more than that.
Padosya Vishwa Bhutani Tripadasya Amritam Divi.
Now, whatever little we have seen, we cannot understand. But this is only his partial glory. How much is his glory? Some measurement is given. This entire creation is only 1/4 of him. And 3/4 are not touched by this creation. So, Tripadasya Amritam Divi. Now, our Gurudev used to say that olden days the kings used to travel in the chariot. When the chariot is running, what happened? They have this angavastra, upper cloth. This upper cloth, you know, start fluttering. So the king is not even aware of the upper cloth fluttering. Bhagavan says, it is this whole creation is like my upper cloth fluttering somewhere. He is not even aware of it. So this world which we can't even fathom, the depth and vastness, and that even earth itself we have not explored everything. There are so many things that is unknown to us. Tsunami, we can't even predict now. With all our equipment, we are not able to predict. It is here in this earth only. We are not able to predict. So, what to talk about the entire creation? And that creation which is vast, unfathomable, that creation, Bhagavan says, it is 1/4 of myself. Somewhere in a corner it is there. So, the same thing Bhagavan said in Gita also, 10th chapter. So, only ekamshena, one part of myself, I support the entire creation. And I stand beyond this. He is not touched by the entire creation. All right. Then what is that measurement again? The Shruti is going to tell you what exactly that next mantra. Let's see.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.